systems are offline.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The Pat and AJ Podcast.
Well, because they got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
Pat and AJ.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about on the radio. Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It's the Pat and AJ Podcast. It's the Pat and
AJ Podcast. I got a couple things to get to. So everyone, sit back. Sit back, strap, and relax, all right? One has to do with a pineapple. One has to do with a rattlesnake, okay? So they're worthwhile stories.
Oh, well, good to know.
That's what I'm trying to tell everyone, right? I'm not teasing you with just a tip. I'm slamming it balls deep today, baby!
Balls deep.
In other news, you know, I think I'm figuring out more and more now why I was such a dramatic teenager.
I think I'm figuring it out, too.
As I rewatch one of my favorite tween dramas, you know, yeah, some of the millennials who, welcome to your 30s and 40s millennials, they talk about what, like Twilight and shit like that. That was like their tween years and things that influenced them. And for me, it wasn't a bunch of vampires. It was a bunch of privileged kids living in Beverly Hills 90210. So raise your hand if you, too, watch Beverly Hills 90210.
I cannot raise my hand.
You were a little young. Now, see, this is where, you know, myself and AJ, because, again, generations really can define folks, even though I don't think people like being defined. You really can kind of swatch people up in a group. But when you start getting to the fringes, the edges, you see these little differences. Like, I hang out with dudes who are old enough to like just a couple years older than me, and they're pretty hard Gen X, right? And I can tell the difference because I'm what you consider the youngest of Gen X, or some would say part of a micro generation called Zennials. AJ now is on the other side of that, where she is what you would either consider a elder millennial or a Zennial. But there's this little space between us where I'll say things like, oh my God, they put up Beverly Hills 90210 to stream. I'm so geeked. And she looks at me like I'm fucking Old Man River.
Well, you are.
She looks at me. She's like, what are you talking about, Grandpa? What oldies are they playing on TV now? So that was completely out of your ethos.
Yeah, I was too young for that. I know the only thing I knew about that is that my older cousins watched it because my mom had seven brothers and sisters and she was one of the youngest. So we were always like the youngest cousins among like 30 cousins. And so my older cousins who were always, you know, about 5-6 years older than us, you know, they would traumatize us with shit we weren't supposed to watch and do.
Faces of Death. Stuff
like that. But I knew they watched 90210 and that just was not in my ethos, like you said.
Well, it hit 91, 92. So you were like 9 and 10.
Yeah, that's
so,
too young.
Again, either you would have had to have been a mature 9 or 10 trying to suck up to an older sibling.
Was the older sibling.
Yeah, which you were the older. So you guys just weren't doing. Now me, on the other hand, this is where those little 4 years really become a big difference. Cause I was in seventh and eighth grade. Going into high school.
You're a preteen.
You're a preteen. And of course, when you're a preteen, you think you're like 37. And then you end up watching a television show where they depict the teenagers who were played by people who are 37. I never fully figured it out. I mean, of course, back then, because I'm fucking old, you know, we didn't have the internet. You had to read like a magazine or a TV guide and you'd find out, oh my God, you know, Luke Perry, who plays Dylan McKay, is actually, you know, 29
old
years
as
old.
Shit. That was the joke when we were kids. Yeah. All the shows with the high schoolers were actually like 28.
And then it's like all the chicks that I thought were super hot, you know, obviously don't look like the girls I'm going to high school with. No. Well, it's because the girls on TV are like 27 years old. Yeah. That's why Shannon Doherty looks so hot.
They're also Hollywood stars. People in the Midwest didn't just look like that in the morning when they woke up.
So I shit you not, this is a true story. You can get my freshman, and maybe AJ will make this the little image on the social media for teasing this podcast. My freshman high school photo, freshman year, I look like a Dylan McKay, Brandon Walsh knockoff. Like I had the sideburns because, again, I looked like I was 37 since I was 12. So I could grow a full beard by then.
The way you tried to emulate Dylan is the way I tried to dress like Jennifer Aniston in Friends when I was in college. So I
wanted to be so bad, Brandon Walsh, yeah. and I was stuck being Dylan McKay. And so this show now is up on Paramount Plus, all the seasons. And one, hey, shout out to Paramount Plus for not bothering to clean it up. Like, it's kind of fuzzy and warm.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of
the audio's not great.
No, but it feels nostalgic.
Yeah, like, you know, someone's like, hey, do you want to clean it up in like 4K style? We can have this Peter Jackson program make everything look crystal clear. Like, nah, fuck it. Just make it look like it did in the 90s.
Yeah, who cares?
So I've been watching these episodes. I started on season two, by the way. Season one is like the warm-up season. Well, yeah. We all know this. The season one of any show, especially pre-15 years ago, is kind of wonky. First season of Seinfeld?
Yeah, no.
First season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? They didn't even have the whole cast yet. So if you start in season two, I mean, you start watching this show, and I go, holy shit. This is why I think the world was a play, because that show brought me weekly dramatics that could easily be wrapped up in 44 minutes with a hug from usually Papa or Mama Walsh at the end of the episode.
What persuaded you? Because I you know, we all binge watch comfort shows. Like, I just wrapped up binge watching Breaking Bad because I've been going back to the gym now that I can't swim. It's very sad. But I needed something to binge at the gym. I just finished Breaking Bad. But not once have I really thought about binging a show from my childhood. What made you want to watch this again?
I think it's probably, you know, obviously I'm on, like, I'm very careful about the media and all the stuff that I put into my body, because I'm well aware that you're a reflection. You are what you eat. So I'm, you know, I wouldn't say I'm
so based on you're calling me a meth cook.
No. I mean, it was funny. I did tell you when you said you were watching Breaking Bad to calm yourself. And I sat down for one episode. And remember, I'd watched the whole fucking thing with her before. But I watched one episode. I go, Jesus Christ, this isn't fucking calming. I have a not my stomach.
At no point did I say it was to calm myself. I said it's because I'm going to the gym and I need something to watch.
Like, listen, I have this thing. I'm just binging. It's nice. It relaxes me. This relaxes you.
Never, ever said that. It's just watch it at the gym.
Listen, I don't know if I'm in, like, you know, I don't want to say that I'm in the old man river retro phase, but it's just more that all this shit's available. You know, it's not that I'm not watching current programming, but you know me, AJ. I love to have a TV on. It drives her fucking nuts. And perhaps
I'm like, used to it now. It doesn't drive me as crazy. I will tell you, though, before you got here to Arizona, because I moved here a month before Pat and Dylan did.
How quiet was that?
Because Dylan had a month left of school in Michigan. It was virtually silent. Like, I would have like Howard Stern on or music on, but the TVs were not on all day. Yeah. In fact, they might be on at night, but that was like,
you know, I don't mind music, but then the problem is I like music at a certain volume and we get into a whole thing then like other people complain what I'm playing. So, you know, with as far as watching it, I think it's definitely not like I'm trying to fucking relive my glory days.
I never said that. I'm just curious.
But I think, because I'm also rewatching WCW, which is the old defunct wrestling company. I'm watching their old storyline of Monday Nitros, which was a wrestling show that was on in the 90s. And it's the same thing. It's because, well, it's available now in bulk online.
Yeah.
And so, you know me, when I pop on a TV to do whatever I'm going to do, which may be put together this podcast, maybe do some professional work, it may be just to clean up the kitchen, it may be to prep the kitchen to cook, I can kind of pop it on.
And just have it on.
And I have it on, right? And it's different than the shows you always have on. Like, we all have our own Seinfeld or The Office or whatever your show is, Rick and Morty, that you just bang all the time. It's a little different. It's dramatized, right? So it's just different stuff. And I don't know. It's weird. And here's the weird part. It's not like it's fucking great. Like, trust me. I'm watching it. And I'm like, man, we had a low bar in the 90s.
It was so funny. I've been kind of...
Oh, you've been playing along.
I'm playing along. I really don't have any interest in watching it, but it's on so much that I'll sit down and watch
it. It's funny because I forget AJ doesn't have any knowledge of anything in like Beverly Hills Land.
No, so I'm trying to like piece it together.
Like, I'm literally like, okay, no, listen. No. They're twins. Get it? Brenda and Brandon. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they're twins. No. They're not rich. They're from Minnesota.
Okay.
Their dad got a dad. He got a job transfer to Beverly Hills. Getting married.
I thought she wasn't pregnant.
No, she is pregnant. Stop.
Okay. But I've been kind of sitting down and playing along with it. And It's just funny, the different writing standards, because that's what I do for a living now, is I write. Yeah. And there was one moment last night we were watching it, and like Brenda, right? She's the one who...
Brenda's played by Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, yes. She's currently living out of the house.
This is when she moved out of the house. She moved in with Dylan, her boyfriend.
Dylan's underage, correct?
He is. He's an emancipated minor.
I just want to make sure there wasn't some weird pedo thing going
on here. So he goes to school with her. They met in school.
Okay.
I know. You have to stop that illusion because he was 47 when they were shooting.
He looks old.
He actually had a child in high school.
He has a white facial hair.
That's how he got casted for the show. He went to go pick up his kid at high school and they said, give me him.
So Brenda comes back home and looks at her mom as though she hasn't seen her in like 15 years. And she's standing in the kitchen, like gazing off and going, everything's so different. And in my head, the mom, this is where she would say, well, you've only been gone a week. And I'm like, that's something they would say in a show now. 'Cause it's funny. Nobody said that. It was very dramatic. It was, it was so different. I'm like, man, I forgot how dramatic everything was back in the 90s.
It was, but I got to shout out 90210. You know, as much as they have their ongoing storylines, they pretty much pick a teen crisis du jour, and they will stuff that down your throat, I'd say, every other episode.
Yeah.
They just dealt with PTSD.
Which is, you know, that's...
PTSD!
That is, what's the word? Kind of revolutionary for the time. Because back then, like, remember Full House, they would deal with, like, and all the sitcoms, remember? Because at the end, they would have...
A very special episode.
And it was then a very special episode. And one of the actors would sit down and say, if you or someone you know, they would do, like, eating disorders in Full House, or they would do, like, domestic violence and stuff like that. PTSD, mental health was like not really a big thing back then.
I mean, not that I'm trying to run down the rabbit hole, but do you remember how they wrapped up, I think, Arnold getting diddled on Different Strokes?
I never watched Different Strokes.
It was just like, hey, if you've been diddled, you better tell somebody. Thanks for watching Different Strokes.
That's so awkward.
Don't go to the bicycle shop. When that man offers you a bicycle, don't go.
That's so awkward.
No shit. I've been casually watching again, and here are the crises that I have seen them bring up and resolve in 44 minutes. PTSD, Brenda Walsh is the victim of a robbery, and basically someone shoves a gun in her face, and she gets sent to therapy. They show a teenager in therapy on this show. They have a great one where they are messing with the rave culture. They won't call it a rave culture, but it's a traveling party.
A traveling party.
And they're not taking ecstasy, but they're taking something called euphoria.
Oh.
And of course, it's an episode about the dangers of euphoria. And you literally see them kind of bring up what happens when someone you like tries to give you drugs, euphoria. And I'm like, they really didn't want to say ecstasy that bad. But I mean, they cover some big shit in this show, man. And I mean, I'm barely cracking season 3. We haven't even gotten into some of the really cool shit that happens.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
You know, they blow up cars. I already know shit that happens.
Fast and the Furious.
I know Dylan McKay's father gets paroled and then they blow him the fuck up.
Like blow the person up
in
the car.
They blow Dylan's father up.
Dude, that's fucked up. For a sitcom.
This is why when I was 13.
Was it a sitcom?
No, it wasn't a sitcom. It was a drama.
Yeah.
That'd be a drama. A teen drama. Better than Dawson's Creek. Welcome on into the 258th episode of the Pat and AJ Podcast. We sure hope you're doing well wherever you happen to be listening from, including that one person in Finland.
Somebody in Finland listening?
There's a person in Finland.
He's got the metrics. It's really interesting to see just a couple people around the world.
All right, little corners. You want to talk about rattlesnakes first, or do you want to talk about pineapples first? I'll let AJ pick. Go ahead.
Pineapples? No, rattlesnakes.
So you don't really know what it's like to live until you have almost died. And that almost happened to me, folks. We've lived in Arizona now for how many years?
Over 3 years.
3 years? Going on 4 years, right? Of course, everyone tells you when you move out to Arizona, oh my God, everything there, the snakes and the scorpions
and the plants
and the plants and the cactus and the drug cartels and the immigrants and the tacos. And then, of course, people who live in Arizona go, you people are fucking crazy.
When I was so nervous when we first moved here about the things that could possibly attack my dog.
Right.
That and back then we had mini schnauzer named Pepper. She was 11 at the time or something like that. She's tiny. Yeah. She was like 19 pounds soaking wet. I would walk her around the house to go to the bathroom because I didn't want her outside by herself. And then after a while, I was like, oh. Well, I haven't seen anything, so I guess it's fine.
That's the problem when you listen to people telling you they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs.
They're not actually doing that.
In Arizona, I heard they are. They're doing it.
No, they're not.
So it's in the back of your head that obviously we see social media every single day that shows a bobcat walking down someone's block or someone saying, look at this big old rattlesnake that I just came across.
Or the javelinas or the coyotes. And yes, they live here. We have javelinas in our front yard
almost nightly
because we have bird food.
Every night I yell at them and they look at me.
They are not scared of us at all.
Fuck you. Well,
but we do have a bobcat in our neighborhood.
We do.
We've seen a couple coyotes.
But we do have
rattlesnakes have been elusive though.
We have one that is apparently afraid of me because you haven't lived, folks, until you've opened up the screen to your back deck area like I did. And immediately hear the unmistakable rattle of a Western Diamondback rattlesnake.
Oh!
Yes, right here. Now, let me tell you how
Well, hang on. Let me preface this by saying I've seen a rattlesnake since we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2022. I was on...
You were hiking, though.
No, I was on a bike trail.
You were biking, but still, you were out like in the wilderness.
I was out, yeah, but not far from our... It was the closest I've ever seen one to our house.
But you're in there... You weren't at the mall.
No, but
this is not Australia, okay?
I will say it scared the shit out of me because it was crossing the bike trail and it was crossing the bike trail in the shadow of a tree. And if you've ever been here to Arizona, the sun is blinding.
It is pretty
so hard. I'm pulling, you know, like, I don't know, 15 miles an hour, however the fuck fast I was going on my bike. I couldn't see this thing. It was in the shadow of the tree. Finally, I stopped so hard that my back wheel popped up.
Did it shake, though?
It did.
Did it give you the rattle?
It stopped. It didn't coil, but it stopped and rattled.
You didn't get the full experience.
I didn't get the coil, but it rattled, and then I just stopped right there and let it cross and kind of got other bikers to avoid it. So I told Pat, I'm like, I've seen one real up close, but never this close to home.
Listen here, Miss Frizzle, who goes out there on her fucking adventures on her bicycle and just is like, it was fine. I was sitting here at the home alone. AJ was just gone doing something. My son had decided to go on a run. It's his new thing. He's jogging. And I was doing some work on my laptop, but not in session, but doing some paperwork. And our dog, because we do live in Arizona, it's November, but it was 80 degrees today. It's pretty fucking gorgeous.
This is the season that critters are out.
It's just a nice season in general. So our dog had requested to go outside, like he often does during his time, to hang out in the sun. I'm going to lay down in the sun. And while that's happening, and I think I'm simply just going to have some time to do my own paperwork, I start to hear a very unmistakable bark. And this bark to me at the time said, well, he either wants to come in or the neighbors are out and he's barking at the neighbors, right? We got some neighbors that moved in next door and they hang out on the back deck a lot.
You know how it is too. You can tell from your dog's bark.
You know the barks, right?
There's something.
So I'm hearing the bark. And you know, normally I do pop up a lot faster, but I was literally like in the middle of a sentence. Yeah. And you know how it is when you're typing, you're in the flow. You're like, I got to get this out.
Yeah.
So while he's barking, I'm typing. I come to my period. I go, all right, hold on. I get up, I walk myself from one end of the house to the other. And again, it's a nice day. So you have your window sliding door open. Of course, then you have your
screen
sliding door closed. And I walk out there and I see the dog barking. Now the dog is not right up against the screen like he sometimes is when he wants to come in, give you a little vocal torturing. Wasn't pawing at it. But he was barking pretty furious towards the door.
Where was he? He was on the other side of the pool?
He was about maybe 6 feet back.
Okay.
Right? And I'm, by the way, that's all I'm hearing. All I'm hearing is my dog barking. And I'm going, Jesus, let this dog in so I can get my work done.
Yeah.
While my wife's gone and my kid's out on a run. I have a moment to myself. Instead, I go to open up the screen door, which is then obviously the dog's cue to run on in the house and be quiet. But instead of the running, I literally, like a fucking movie, at my feet.
Oh, my God.
You know exactly where I'm talking about, at the foot of the smoker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I
a rattlesnake recoils.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Instantaneous shaking. And, like, I go through 90 million emotions in that quick second. And now here's the problem. I slam the screen door shut. Instincts.
Yeah. Wham,
so it cannot get me. Now it's rattling, which it was not doing before. Mind you, I said that for a reason. As I was walking up, all I heard
was the dog.
Was the dog barking. So here's,
it wasn't afraid of the dog.
Here is my surmised opinion that it was probably cruising along the house and the dog saw it and was barking at it. Which, like you said, not threatened by the dog, right? Because it's just going to cruise on. But the second I open that door, it's threatened by me.
Oh, I feel sick thinking of that thing sitting at the door.
So get this. So I slammed the fucking door shut, and I immediately... Now the problem is, it's rattling the dog.
Oh, my God.
Who I'm thinking, holy shit, if this dog charges this fucking snake...
It's over.
It's over. The snake's going to strike the fucking dog. This is it. This is the trauma that
this
all...
This is the Arizona story
Arizona
that,
traumas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Arizona trauma.
I kid you not. I work with native Arizonans. Almost all of them have a trauma about a fucking childhood pet getting taken out by wildlife.
Yeah, it's usually a coyote. But rattlesnakes... A lot of people have stories about dogs getting bit by rattlesnakes. Yeah. They can be saved. The anti-venom is like $5,000 a vial. Geez. So it happens.
So in that moment, the dog, though... Instead of going into capture kill, because he's
God, he ran away.
Kind of a pansy.
Oh, thank God.
He goes, what the fuck? That thing makes noise now. He runs away to the opposite side of the fucking yard. Like, God. He abandoned ship.
Good.
AJ was just busy telling me, I've never felt more protected than when I have my little bulldog. She may feel protected. I was just thrown to the fucking wolves. He was like... Sorry about it, pal.
Sorry, pal.
I got to get the fuck out of here. So what happens in that moment is I immediately blank that my son is gone. I know my wife is gone, but my mind tells me my son is in his room playing video games. So I'm screaming. I'm talking top, and you know my scream.
Oh, your scream's
top
awful.
Of the lungs to my son, and he ain't coming. I go, Jesus Christ.
He's not here.
And I realize, I'm like, I'm just going to have to run around the side of this house and grab this dog and run back like a fucking, like a soldier in a battle where they go get like a fellow soldier and they throw him over their shoulder. And then it's like Forrest Gump running with Bubba out of the Vietnam jungles, out of Cambodia. That's what I'm envisioning, right? So I'm running through the house. I'm ready to tell my son. Then I realize, fuck, my son's out of here. So now I got to run around the house. Boom, pick up the dog. Forrest Gump.
And you ran him around the front of the house.
Ran around the front of the house. Throw him in the house. Now I'm thinking, oh shit, my son, who's out on a run,
is going to come in through the back door.
He comes in through the back door. Yeah. Holy fuck, call my son. He fucking sends me the voicemail. I fucking send him right back. He's like, what do you want, old man? I go, don't come in through the back door. He goes, why? I go, just don't come in through the back door. He goes, fine.
So at this point, was the rattlesnake still there, or did you not even look?
I don't know. I am doing 9 things at once. I'm evacuating dogs from danger. I'm making sure there's a perimeter set up for my son. And then after that, I go, 911. And I know a lot of you people are saying, hold on. I can't call 911 for fucking anything these days, all right? I called them once. If you're in Flint, Michigan right now, you may be waiting on a 911 call from like 4 years ago.
Right.
So someone's probably right now going, why did you call the police? Believe it or not, where we live, if there happens to be available units, your 911 call will be routed to the fire department. The fire department, granted they're not putting out fire and they want to get out of the fire station, will gladly come dispose of rattlesnakes for you.
The fire station's a block from our house.
I mean, it's
too.
Not far.
And one of the
they
things
they probably could have walked.
I've seen in our neighborhood, I think 2 or 3 times since we've lived here, is a fire truck without its lights on this time of year. And I've seen, I always laugh because the firefighters come out with a bucket and a hook. And I'm like, oh, shit, somebody had a snake in their backyard. So you know what it is. You know, they don't like turn on the sirens.
So I shit you not. I call 911. They go, boom, boom, go over to fire. Boom, boom, fire goes, no problem. They're not busy. We'll send them over. I don't even have to meet these guys. They literally just come walking around the side of the house. Notice I said this to AJ. There's a lot of discussion about these people and those people and blue lives and all that. No one's ever written a song called Fuck the Firefighters. Like, people love the fire department. And this is why.
Dude, they walked.
This is why.
I was home by this time.
They went into danger. They walked into the danger.
I was home by this time. And these guys just walk around the back with a bucket and these gigantic, like, hooks and sticks. And they just start poking around everything. And they were like, do you keep an eye on it? And Pat's like, no. And he goes, well, they move pretty fast. Yeah. And I mean, they went around the whole yard and
they tried to shake him out.
They didn't find him.
Couldn't do it.
And it was funny because then I was like, holy shit, our neighbors have these two gigantic dogs. They're so sweet.
What are they? What kind?
Oh, I don't
like Marmaduke kind. They're big dogs.
Yeah, they're gigantic. They're named after Disney princesses, though. That's how fun. I love it. It's Fiona and something else. Yeah. I love them. But so I'm like, holy, I hear those dogs come out and I'm like, holy shit, what if the snake's in their backyard now? Yeah. And we do have snake proof fencing. I said, so how the fuck did that thing get in here? They're like, well, they can climb a tree and like get over the wall. And I'm like, well, that's fucking terrifying.
You're like, hold on.
We literally have snake.
No one told me this.
Snake-proof fencing.
Hold on. Are you telling me that a wall
can't keep
things out? No.
They find a way.
I thought once you build a wall, everyone obviously goes away.
So I'm like, I'm going to run. I'm like, while you're here with the fire department, I'm going to run next door and tell them to put their dogs away.
Yeah, AJ became the town crier. AJ all of a sudden started like, you know, waving people down on the road saying there's been a rattlesnake sighting.
Well, I just want them to know, like, you put your dogs. Here, get him his bone. He's alive, by the way. The dog made it.
Oh, say, obviously. I was going to say, when the dog came in the house, I did check him. It was like back in the day. This is going to sound terrible.
I just dumped it up. God damn it.
This is terrible. Back in the day, me and my friends, a couple times growing up in Chicago, we were shot at, right? And so, like, afterwards, everyone, because you don't know sometimes when you've been shot. It's a very misconception that you know when you've been shot. So after you'd be shot at, everyone would go, all right, check yourself. You okay? You okay? No one's been shot? Okay, cool.
So we had to check the dog.
That's like, what I do with the dog. I'm sitting there like, you got any fang bites, bro? Like, I'm checking. I'm like, are you limping on anything?
He was fine.
Did you get swiped anywhere?
So I run next door, and they meet me at the door, and I'm like, get the dogs in. There's a rattlesnake. It could have gone over the fence. And so long story short, the people who live next to us, they've owned the house for decades. Their son lived in it when we moved in. Their son just moved out and they moved back in. So they are privy to this neighborhood, this house.
They're OGs.
They're OGs. So Don, our neighbor, comes walking out of the garage, laughing his ass off, going, you got a rattler? And he goes, next time, come get me. I've got a gun.
That was the funny part. You know, my son goes, we need more firepower in this house. And I'm sitting there. I go, you know, I don't know. I go, call me crazy. I'm not quite sure. The fact that the fire department came with a bucket and a shovel didn't seem like, if you can take care of something with a bucket and a shovel, I'm not quite sure I need to unload a fucking pump, you know.
It's funny you say
shotgun.
That because Don told me that at one point in this neighborhood, somebody had a rattlesnake on their back wall and they called the fire department. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, he's like, I have a gun. And the fire department was like, go for it. And they blew that thing right off the side of the fence.
That is a fucking onion story waiting to happen. That's how someone fucking shoots their grandma on the head.
Jesus, there's a walking path.
You're like, what happened? I was trying to shoot a rattler, Your Honor.
There's a walking path behind our house. But it was funny because one of our other neighbors came over. She saw the fire department. She goes, I knew what it was because I saw you come out of the house and tap dance around the yard. She's like, you literally just dance. I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, what if there's one out in the front yard?
I just want everyone to take note. It's not the potential 4 years of a Trump presidency that's making her want to buy an AR-15.
It's
the rattler in the backyard. That's the motivation. She's like, I'm G.I. Jane now.
So it's,
I have a flamethrower. I have a mace. I have some Agent Orange. I got this from an old friend who was a nom.
So they did not find the the rattlesnake. The two things that I'm gathering from people that do not live here, my family and friends. Yes, like Pat said, you can call 911 for a snake.
If they're not busy. If they're not busy fighting fire, right, which is what they do. Yeah. Secondary job, apparently they will come do a little bit of pest control. Yeah.
The second thing was I told my sister, I'm like, shit, I'm not sure now if I need to get Finn into a rattlesnake avoidance class. And she goes, what did you just say?
Yeah.
And I said, they have rattlesnake avoidance classes for dogs. They will train your dog to stay away.
Big money out here.
Yeah. And she was like, that's freaking incredible. I'm like, it's a thing. But now,
dude, I've seen it. This is so funny. I've seen it with orphaned chimpanzees. Chimpanzees that were raised in an orphanage because they didn't have like a mom or dad. They have to train them to be afraid of snakes. Yeah. I shit you not, go up on Instagram. You can look this up right now. There will be a bunch of baby chimpanzees being taught to be afraid of like fake snakes. It's the cutest goddamn thing you've ever seen.
I want to get them into the class just to see them do it with fake snakes. Listen, all is well. Yeah. I'm still freaking terrified to go in the backyard now. Like, I walk the dog out to go to the bathroom. There is a shovel by the back door.
See, yeah, once again, I just don't believe you need a fucking that much firepower when
a
shovel will do it.
The Pat and AJ Podcast Network is available on all your favorite audio platforms. Subscribe today. Follow Pat and AJ on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook now at Pat and AJ. PatandAJ.com. Support the Pat and AJ Podcast Network today by donating on Venmo or Cash App. Powered by the people. The Pat and AJ Podcast.